The Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimani, says government is working feverishly to improve on the road sector in the country. He therefore urged road users and contractors to be disciplined on the road and maintain the existing ones as government sources for funds. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Suleimani said even though funding is a major setback hindering the speedy completion of the roads, he is optimistic that most roads under construction will be completed within the scheduled time frame.
We need to, as a step of our maintenance culture, so that we don't come back to spend too much money on some of our good projects we've had in the past. Also, on the number of roads works going on. Some are progressing well, others are virtually stalled, and you would have heard, as you said rightly, I heard you behind me before about the question of payment, and most of them, that is the reason they give for not going at the rate that we would have expected. Yes, we certainly have a backlog of arrears due contractors as a result of our inability to pay them. Not as because I think that we have quite a lot of due contractors a lot. I've been telling my agency heads that we need to be a bit more disciplined.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimani. The Vice President of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Magnus Kwashi, said road construction should not be left to government alone. He said it is high time Ghanaians came together as a people to plan and mobilize funds for road construction.
I think that one challenge that confronts us, and particularly with road contractors, has to do with cash flow. I think we probably must find ways of mobilizing more funds, you know, to be able to support our contractors, you know, to be able to complete jobs on time. Because the challenge with constructing roads is that once you have challenges with cash flow, the workflow is disrupted. It tends to delay. Consequently, it tends to affect the quality of the road.
Now, the Vice President of the Ghana Institution of Engineers, Magnus Kwashi.